I never expected this journey would lead me to a truth that I never intended to find.
A great pillar of the community was killed by a man who had been deported at least twice.
The public would be outraged if they knew the truth.
I found how much Americans are being lied to regarding our immigration policies at the border. My friends, my industry, even my family, all rallied against the final message of this film. All credits had to be hidden for fear of retribution. If you care about the future of America, you should watch America's Forgotten.
Go to SaleNow.com to buy or rent today. For additional savings, enter promo code Kirk. SaleNow.com, promo code Kirk.
Finley Acura and the Valley Auto Mall has a huge inventory of 2020, 2021, and the all-new redesigned 22 MDX. That means the 20 and 21s must go. Our loss, your gain. Save thousands on any lease or purchase with great rates starting as low as 0.9% on selected models. So don't delay. Come down to Finley Acura and the Auto Mall. And visit us at FinleyAcura.com. Finley Acura, the new definition in luxury.
Again, stop in today at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall.
Can Clark County count you in? The Department of Family Services is in need of supportive foster parents to provide temporary care and stability for our children. That's why they made it easier for you to learn more about fostering with their virtual foster care information sessions. Take the first step in your foster care journey from the comfort of your own home. Visit countmein.vegas for more information or to sign up. That's countmein.vegas. This sponsorship is in cooperation with the DCFS and Adoption Incentive Funding.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The Supreme Court will consider reinstating the death sentence for the Boston Marathon bomber.
Johar Tsarnaev and his older brother Tamerlan set off two bombs at the Boston Marathon finish line in 2013, killing three people and wounding hundreds of others. Tamerlan Tsarnaev died following a gunfight with police as Johar tried to drive off in an SUV. Johar was convicted of all 30 charges against him. The decision to seek the death penalty made by the Obama administration, Joe Biden, then the vice president. Biden has since pledged to seek an end to the federal death penalty. The Supreme Court will hear the case in the fall. I'm Rita Foley.
AstraZeneca says its COVID-19 vaccine provided strong protection among all adults in a long-anticipated U.S. study. The results raised hopes that the findings could help rebuild public confidence in the beleaguered shot in other countries and were a step towards clearance for American use. AstraZeneca said Monday the vaccine was 79% effective overall at preventing symptomatic cases of COVID-19, including in older people, and that none of the study volunteers who were vaccinated were hospitalized or developed severe disease. The company also said its experts did not identify any safety concerns related to the vaccine, including finding no risk of rare blood clots identified in Europe. President Biden's administration has tried for weeks to keep the public from seeing images from the border like those released Monday. The new images show immigrant teenagers sleeping on mats in crowded conditions separated in groups by plastic partitions. The administration steadfastly refuses to call the detention of more than 15,000 children in U.S. custody a crisis, but it has stymied most efforts by outsiders to decide for themselves. On Wall Street, the Dow by 103 points, the Nasdaq rose 162, the S&P advanced 27. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A heart attack? He was 47. What about Janice and the kids? Do they have life insurance?
No.
Call SelectQuote now and get the insurance your family needs at a price you can afford.
In minutes, SelectQuote found John, 45, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $29 a month. And his wife, Anne, 43, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $21 a month.
At SelectQuote, we comparison shop some of the most trusted insurance companies in America to find you the best rate in minutes. And it's free.
For your free quote, call 1-800-644-1331. That's 1-800-644-1331. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-644-1331.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Did you miss the deadline to sign up for a healthcare program at the end of 2020? If so, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is underway right now through May 15th. meaning that Americans looking to enroll in a new healthcare program for 2021 can do so without the need of a qualifying event. Over 200,000 Americans trust Liberty HealthShare for their healthcare needs. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. That's just $199 per month. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. To learn more about how Liberty HealthShare can help you save money on your healthcare expenses, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. It's 3:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the second wave of the Clark County School District's three-step reopening plan begins today as thousands of middle and high school students return to the classroom. Sixth, ninth, and 12th graders who picked hybrid learning are the first to return. They're going to be joined by other grades on April 6th. Preparations for reopening have included dealing with the physical requirements of space and social distancing, as well as social demands of reintroducing students to their classrooms after being away for a year. Well, instead of going through a lengthy nationwide search for its next head basketball coach, UNLV opted to promote from within, hiring Runner Rebels assistant coach Kevin Kruger for the top job. He succeeds T.J. Otzelberger, who has taken the head coaching job at Iowa State. UNLV Athletic Director Desiree Reed-Francois says she was impressed with Kruger's vision and enthusiasm for the program. Kruger played at UNLV under his father, Lon, and spent the last 2 years on Otzelberger's coaching staff. The city of North Las Vegas is opening new COVID-19 vaccination sites. The city has partnered with the College of Southern Nevada to open the CSN North Las Vegas campus on East Cheyenne. The operations begin today, and they are, remember, by appointment only.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Look out for a crash on the left shoulder. That's blocking the HOV lane, Interstate 15 northbound at Sahara. You're bumper-to-bumper behind that. Another crash, that's consuming the left lane. That's 515 westbound at Eastern. The NHP just arrived there. Also look for some reduced speeds through the resort area, South 15 at Charleston.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Actually, no, it's Pat Casal. Welcome to be here. Just being up here is great. I love talking to Kevin's clients, or actually his listeners. I miss Kevin. I hope he's having a good time. We'll be back tomorrow. It's my pleasure to be here. We got a couple of guests lined up today. We'll have Victor Jakes. We'll have Glenn Levitt from Assembly District 23. And we'll have the state chairman, Michael McDonald, to talk about yesterday's article with regard to the evidence that they displayed on March 4th that they said was not credible regarding the election here in the state of Nevada. But, you know, since we've elected this president, I said this the other day on another show. I said, it's interesting. You don't have to like President Trump. He's a narcissist. He's a jackass. He can be everything you want to say, but he had great policies. And in 4 years as the leader of the United States, our incomes were up $6,500. In less than 4 months, our incomes are down $6,500 under new President Biden. Now, that may not be as accurate as you think, but it's at least $1,500 short since gas prices have gone through the roof. But then when you look at the border issues and with regard to the 10% of the people getting let in are COVID exposed or have COVID, and you see everything that's going on, and then you listen to an interview yesterday with Chris Wallace and Alexander Mayorkas, who I believe, even though he is a Cuban-born American, I believe he is totally a liar and should totally be disqualified from his job as Secretary of Homeland Security. If you listen to the interview between him and Chris Wallace, he blames Donald Trump. Listen to this, and then we're going to bring in my good friend Victor Jakes to comment and then go into his great article of yesterday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
74,000 border apprehensions in Trump's final month, full month of December. 100,000 in Joe Biden's first full month in February. Just under 5,000 unaccompanied minors came across the border apprehended in Trump's final month of December. 9,400 in December, in February. The numbers rose dramatically after President Biden took office, after he changed the policies. And in addition, for all your talk about minors, the fact is, sir, according to CBP, Border Patrol numbers, 58.87% of the family units that came across in February have been allowed to stay in this country. You are not returning them, the vast majority of them, back south of the border.
Chris, a few points. So you mentioned that the numbers began to spike up, admittedly, in the last couple of months of the Trump administration. Actually, the numbers began to spike in April of 2020. The numbers were extremely high throughout 2019. This administration does not
like they have
children
been in February,
from
sir.
The arms of their parents.
Chris,
we do expel families. We are working with Mexico to increase Mexico's capacity to receive the expelled families. The border is secure. The border is closed. We've been unequivocal in that, and we are operationalizing our processes, executing our plans. We are a nation of laws, and we treat vulnerable children humanely. We can do it, and we are doing it.
Now, the border is secure. The blame game is on. It's Trump's fault. He shot, I had no idea Trump must have shot Kennedy. He's responsible for the Martin Luther King assassination. I mean, Donald Trump did it all. But the best quote I ever read was the opening of Victor Jakes' commentary yesterday. President Joe Biden is doing a better job of selling the merits of Donald Trump's immigration policies than the former president ever did. And this is a fact. This is exactly what the problem is. Donald Trump wasn't a politician and didn't sell himself the right way, but Joe Biden is proving to the United States of America and the world that he's an inferior president and that Donald Trump was a superior president. Welcome to the show, Victor. Good to talk to you again. How's it going?
It's going great, Pat. Great to be with you.
My pleasure. I tell you, I loved your piece in yesterday's RJ. It was quite revealing. And then listening to Mayorkas, I mean, you want to talk about a liar. Oh, my God.
Well, it's just incredible. I mean, it's just, who are you going to believe, him or your lying eyes? I mean,
well, they won't allow the lying cameras to go in there at all. They won't let media in there. The transparency of this administration is totally non-existent.
Well, and we found out why today. I mean, there were reports from both Axios and James O'Keefe showing photos from inside these holding facilities. And guess what we saw? We saw kids in cages. Now, this time they were plexiglass cages, but they were lying on the floor, covered in foil blankets. And I mean, honestly, when you see the pictures from far away, it looks like hot dogs wrapped up in foil. Like, you look at it and you're like, what can that be? That can't possibly be people lying on the floor. But that's where we are. And Biden's policies, you know, obviously they're mouthing the words, oh, don't come here, don't come here. But what their actions are telling people are, come here, we're letting you in. Just get here soon. And you know, for some of these folks who claim asylum, they won't even be given a court date to adjudicate that claim. I mean, he is just rolled out the red carpet for them.
I'm surprised he hasn't sent them all to Puerto Rico, and then they could say, well, you go there, they even speak your language, don't worry about a thing, and nobody will know.
Well, you know, there was a report out there, I think over the weekend, that he was planning on giving them airplane rides to states that are along the Canadian border. I mean, it's unbelievable. They don't know what to do. They've made an $80 million hotel reservation, you know, obviously a block of rooms for the illegal immigrants, because they don't have the facilities. They stopped doing the plan that then President Trump had put in place. That was working. And, you know, what Biden did and his administration did is he said, you know, we don't care if it's working. We're not going to do it.
Well, but Mayorkas yesterday is saying it was Trump's fault, but this is the thing that gets me, and this stat that you provided is not only yours, I've seen it many other times, but the surge of immigrants at the southern border is not only a crisis, but the number of immigrants is at a pace to past 20-year highs, all right? The Border Patrol has more than 4,500 children in custody, which is a record. I mean, what more could you ask for? Not only that, these children are supposed to be transferred to the Department of Health and Human Services within 72 hours, but they've run out of space because they got over 9,500 kids there. I mean, what the hell is going on? How about the fact that these kids can't take showers for up to 5 days, and if they get the shower, they don't have soap?
Well, what Biden administration is learning is that if people start coming to the border, it's a problem, right? Trump learned this, and that's why he instituted the Remain in Mexico policy, worked out the agreements with the Central American countries to keep potential illegal immigrants in those countries while they worked on their asylum claims. And so, you know, Trump had a working system in place, and this is, you know, as you're pointing out, what makes this claim so egregious that, oh, it's Trump's fault. No, we were all here 3 months ago, and what we saw is Biden roll back Trump's policies, and then you just combine that with the expectation that illegal immigrants rightly have that Biden is going to be lenient on them, and it's created the conditions that we're seeing right now. And what Biden's learning the hard way is there are simply no good solutions if people are able to cross the border illegally.
Interesting, you close off one of your stanzas by saying this is obviously a national crisis, but this is the part that hit me home. Right, I think if they don't change the voting patterns in D.C., we'll definitely cost the Democrats. But it also presents a unique political threat to Joe Biden. And I agree with you 1,000%, but the question is, what if they make these changes? What if they allow 16-year-olds to vote, people that are in jail to vote? If they keep opening up the borders and flooding the gates, what happens if they change D.C. into a state or make Puerto Rico a state? What then?
Well, I mean, this is really the reason that Democrats are pushing some of these big changes is they know they're going to lose in 2 years if things remain the same. And so they're trying to tilt the playing field. They're trying to get D.C. and Puerto Rico admitted as states, not because they have some principal reason for doing so, but because they want four new Democratic senators. I mean, they think that vote by mail, either because it expands voting or because it's easier to commit fraud, is their ticket to staying in power. And that's why they're pushing this. And it's destructive in terms of just the policy is bad and, you know, obviously not thought through. And you hear election officials talk about how some of this stuff just isn't even possible. But this is, I mean, really one of the most cynical political plays you could imagine. I mean, this would be like Republicans deciding to, you know what, we're just going to expand the Supreme Court to 15 justices so we can make abortion illegal. I mean, this is the level of nuclear politics that the Democrats are playing with.
You know, the sad part about it is better than 60% of the United States, and this includes independents and Democrats and Republicans of that 60%, don't support what they're trying to do. Yet you hear all these newscasters saying, oh, a majority of America wants this. They don't. They absolutely do not want this to happen. They don't want it to occur.
No, and you know why you can tell that open borders isn't popular? Is that Biden did not run on open borders. I mean, that's what's so amazing about all of this stuff is that if these had been popular proposals, Biden would have run on these proposals. I mean, you can see the difference here between this and the $1,400 stimulus checks, right? I mean, giving people free money, not great policy, very popular. Letting people over the border willy-nilly, not great policy, not popular. That's why they didn't talk about this, where they were, you know, happy to talk about blowing up the spending.
It actually convinces me now more than ever that there was something wrong in the way the election ran through Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. Now, I really believe that those five – I really believe this all along. I told this to McDonald as well. I thought the legal team that Trump had did a terrible job in presenting a case, expecting a Supreme Court to overturn an entire election and disenfranchising at least 45 states. They should have argued that these five states should have a do-over because there was something wrong in the election process, and they should have demanded a proper voter registration and identification. If they did that, we might not be in this – I don't know what you would call this. This is not good. Your thoughts?
Well, it's not good. I mean, this is not a good situation. I don't know if I'm quite as convinced as you are on some of that. I think what we can say confidently is the election system in a lot of places, including Nevada, was not secure. And we don't know what happened with that. I mean, Nevada,
so we agree the system may be broken?
Votes.
Do we agree? Do you agree that the system could be broken? Slightly?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's the thing, is the system is vulnerable. We don't know how vulnerable. We don't know, you know, if everyone was honest or if people weren't honest. And if people weren't honest, we don't know the extent of the dishonesty. And then it just becomes a question of, well, it's a lot harder. You know, it's a lot easier to move, 700 votes, which could have swung a state Senate race, than it is to move 30,000 votes. And so the reason you have a secure system is you can say, look, it's extremely difficult to even move two votes, let alone, you know, let alone the margin of victory in some of these races.
Well, I got to tell you, we're about to go to break, but I read your column. This is great. If this had been the Trump with the kids in cages, the rhetoric would have been a whole lot different than the Washington Post saying the migrant facility for children. I mean, nice try. Well put, my friend. Well put. We're about to go to break right now. We're going to go to a break right now. We come back. We're talking to Victor Jakes. We got a lot more to talk about. This is an amazing time. And listening to somebody who is the Secretary of Homeland Security out and out lie to Chris Wallace. So, by the way, Chris Wallace definitely leans left. And Chris Wallace took off the gloves yesterday and smacked him upside the head. When we come back, we will play the conversation regarding Mallorca with former Trump senior advisor Stephen Miller. His response was absolutely spot on, and I want to get my good friend Victor Jakes' response. Stay tuned for more. We'll be right back after this.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Hello, this is Assemblyman Tom Roberts. I am the Republican Deputy Minority Leader for Southern Nevada. I represent parts of Northwest Las Vegas, including Centennial Hills. Please tune in to the Kevin Wall Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will review the Nevada's 81st legislative session. This will be one of the most critical legislative sessions in Nevada's history as we tackle many of the challenges facing our state today. To learn more about me, go to roberts4nevada.com. That's robertsfornevada.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back to Live and Local. I'm Pat Casal, filling in for Mr. Kevin Wall. You know, in the article I read yesterday, it says, normally a president could blame his predecessor for any crisis that occurred during the first 2 months. But it's laughable to contend that Trump is responsible for what the problem has developed at the border. And it usually doesn't take, it usually takes 6, 8, 9, 10 months. Right now it's less than 2. It also says here in the article, the public can see that Biden has laid out the welcome mat for illegal immigration. He tried to stop deportations. He's ended agreements that Trump administration had with other countries that reduced illegal immigration. Current Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said that if an unaccompanied child crosses the border, we will care for the young child and we will unite the child with the responsible parent. How can you unite a child with their parent if they're not in the United States? They're south of the border, and we're allowing these kids to be brought across by drug dealers and gangbangers. I mean, Victor, what in the hell is going on?
That's a great question, and I think anyone who is learning about the border is asking that same question, because it just it's flabbergasting. It really just is flabbergasting. You know, when Republicans, conservatives said, you know, look, the Democrats want open borders, and we were treated as, oh no, they don't want open borders. We don't want open borders. We just want more immigration, but done legally. No, in fact, actually, it turns out they were pretty cool with open borders. And we're discovering the problems with that right now.
But you make a comment. You make a good point, though. You said his base is divided because of the de facto open border policy. Not all Democrats are on board with this.
Yeah, this is a really dangerous political issue for Biden and for Democrats, because I think there's a belief among college-educated, predominantly white members of his base that, America's this great colonizer, and our riches come from exploiting people, and the way we kind of make up for that is we let all these other people in. And then you've got, the guy who's trying to get a job, maybe didn't graduate high school, has low skills, and he views illegal immigration, or even a union member, and says, hey, these folks are coming in and they're undercutting me when I'm trying to go out and work and support my family. And then there's, also people who think, look, I did it the right way. I know people who did it the right way, and you're going to reward these people for breaking the laws. And so there's not the unity among Democrats on this issue, that you would expect, or I think the media kind of portrays.
But here's the thing. How do you sell the American people that over 10% of the people you're allowing into this country are contaminated with a disease that they labeled a pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, that's just another layer of the hypocrisy, right? Is that, you know, we're locked down, you know, they're sort of barely opening schools back up. I mean, even if you've been vaccinated, they're telling you not to, to avoid air travel. And, oh, by the way, but if you're crossing the border illegally and you have COVID, I mean, welcome. Come on in.